is so full of risks and uncertainties and sometimes fears that many people don't live a life of peace. Yet peace is exactly what God has planned for each one of us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to be taking another look at God's peace for you from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you draw closer to Jesus to become all He made you to be. Life is full of uncertainties and risks. Health, finances, relationships. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? And things can take a turn for the worse so quickly. I remember quite a few years ago getting up to go to work one morning, and it was just like every other morning until I was burned on the face and the chest by boiling water. I'll never forget that ambulance ride. And all the uncertainty can mount up inside us into real pressures and fears. Over the last few weeks on the program, we've been talking about peace. See, I have this crazy idea that God has a plan for our lives, and that plan is to give us peace and joy in the midst of all the circumstances of our lives. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? He does. And maybe, just maybe, He's created things the way He has, with all the risks and uncertainties in life, so that we'll learn to rely on Him. We have a circle of control. You know the things we can control? I can control some of the things I do, some of the things I can't control. Then further outside, there's a circle of influence. And outside of that, there's a circle of interest. You might have read Stephen Covey's book called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And actually, our circle of control is really quite small in the scheme of things. People always try and increase that circle, but it has finite boundaries. I can ultimately only control certain things in life. I can't control you or how you'll react to me. And if I try, it just doesn't work. Influence is something that we can grow. As you and I build trust in a relationship, we can increase the extent to which we can influence each other. And that's a good thing. Influence is based on trust. We can achieve a whole bunch of things with influence that we just couldn't achieve through control. But our circle of interest is huge, and there are a whole bunch of things that I can't control or influence out there. My health, okay, some of the things I can control and influence by what I eat and how I exercise, but there are some areas in our health that we can't influence at all. The companies we work for, their strategies, their priorities, their managers, their retrenchment policies. We can't control those things often. Safety, we have some control, but that drunken driver who's just round the next bend, don't have any control over him. Today and tomorrow are full of risks. For me, I remember when I stepped out of my secure, well-paying consulting career into a ministry that relies on people's donations, there was a risk. Life is full of risks. But God's plan is to have peace in the middle of those risks. Peace is trusting in the sovereignty and the goodness of God, God's ability and God's willingness to keep us safe. There's a beautiful passage. I have it sitting on my desk in my study in a little frame in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says this: "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't rely on what you can see and understand. And in everything that we do, just put Him first. Everything that we do, that we say, that we think, that we speak, put Him first, and He will direct our paths. There's two ways of looking at the world. The first one is, it's all up to me. I have to make it happen. If I don't make it happen, it never will. That's the world's way of thinking. It's conventional wisdom. The second way is, well, actually, it's all up to God. I don't get lazy. I'm going to honor Him with everything I am, with everything I have, with every hope and dream. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to work hard, but it's up to Him. And I'm going to put my trust in Him, not in what I can do and what I can't do. God knows all. God sees all. Tomorrow, next week, next year. And our God is a God of love and grace. And that's what gives us peace. The risk of starting this ministry, just only a few years ago. In February 2005 is when we went to air for the first time in a long time with our radio programs. And I felt God's call several months before that to start producing radio programs. Not a single station had agreed to take a program. I left my job, I stepped out of that well-paying career and started recording radio programs. And today, 350 stations in 80 countries are airing these programs, and it's growing every day. Sure, our team had to work hard. Sure, we had to do things. We had to plan and take initiatives and do this, but people can't make that sort of a thing happen. When you step out and you follow his call and you honour him with all your decisions and trust that he's in it, that's when peace happens. We had a lot of opposition. It always happens, absolutely. But we can take so much time worrying and being afraid and waking up in the middle of the night. There's no peace in that. Life is full of risks. Staying in bed is risky. Either we think we have to do it all or we trust in God. This is how Jesus put it. He said, don't worry about your life, what you'll eat or what you'll drink or about your body or what to wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They don't sow, they don't reap, they don't gather things into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you more valuable than them? And can any of us, by worrying, add a single hour to our lifespan? So why do you worry about clothing? Look at the lilies of the field. Look how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory wasn't clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow it's thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, don't worry saying, what will I eat? Or what will I drink? Or what will I wear? Because the people who don't believe in God strive for all these things. Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But first strive after the kingdom of God and God's righteousness. And all these other things will be given to you as well. So don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow has its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. What are the things that you're worrying about? The risks, the fears? What other people will think of you? Money, job, what you'll wear, what to do with your life, your future, your health? Do you want peace? Do you want real peace? Then hand them over to God. But Bernie, I don't have that much faith. We never have enough faith. There's always a bit of an edge to these things. There's always some risk. Each time we hand something over to God and we trust him and we do the things that we can do and we see how he comes through, our faith grows. And then we're ready for the next challenge, the next faith step, the next thing. And it's always bigger and harder and scarier and requires more faith. We often have to do things afraid. Otherwise, we wouldn't need faith. And as time goes by, God can use us in the most amazing ways. God has a plan. A mighty plan for your life. It's a plan of peace. Go on, spend some time with God. Go on, get right with God. Turn away from the evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. And when we're out there on the edge and it's scary and it feels like the branch is going to break off, just open that bit that I just read in Matthew's Gospels, chapter 6, beginning at verse 25. Just read it. That's Jesus. That's the Son of God. Rely on God. Days and months and years will go by, and all of a sudden we find ourselves living a life of peace. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you.
I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.